This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The dog days of winter are upon us, not because it's hot, but because much of America is on holiday break. But the economy never sleeps, and neither do we. It's Monday, December 26th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry is out this morning, actually out till January, but I'm joined by our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, here in the flesh in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Good to
be with you.
Your smiling face. We're going to start you off with an agenda for the week ahead, but we've also got some of the year's best conversations, beginning with the possibly changing child labor laws to put nine-year-olds to work and some advice on how to tell someone that they're racist. But a lot of you are still talking about this story from late last week.
David from Jersey City. I'm referring to the Asian gentleman who was killed in the hazing thing. What are these people doing over there? Why would we want this kind of stuff going on in military culture, never mind the way women are treated? You know, it's just insane that this sort of stuff goes on, and I feel for that fella and his family.
Give us your take and call us at 8778. My take, you can even tell us what your favorite stories were as we close out 2011. But first, let's check in on the top headlines this morning.
Kim Jong-un has been identified this morning as head of a top decision-making body of the ruling Workers' Party in North Korea. The post gives the son of the late North Korean leader Kim Jong-il authority over political as well as military matters in that country. On Saturday, state media referred to him as supreme leader of North Korea's armed forces and said the military's top leader had pledged their loyalty to him. Kim Jong-un is in his late 20s and was revealed last year as his father's choice to succeed him. Among his three sons, he is the third generation Kim to rule the nation of 24 million people.
About 50 more Arab League observers are set to arrive in Syria today to try and help end the violence throughout that country. The main Syrian opposition group has asked them to visit the city of Homs, which is reportedly under siege by government forces. Activists say more than 5,000 people have been killed across that country since March, when protests against President Bashar al-Assad began.
Anonymous, the activist computer hacking group, claims it stole thousands of email addresses and credit card information from the security group Stratfor. The hackers say they were able to get access because Stratfor did not encrypt the information, if you can believe that. Stratfor's clients include the U.S. Air Force and Apple Computer. An alleged member of Anonymous has said the group has already made over $1 million in donations to charities using stolen credit card information. A bit of Robin Hood activity there. At least five people have been killed by a suicide car bomb attack in Baghdad. 27 were injured. On Thursday, a series of bombs killed 70 in the Iraqi capital. The attacks follow the withdrawal of the last American combat troops after 9 years of war there.
The White House says it will help bring to justice those behind yesterday's deadly bombings in Nigeria. The militant Islamist group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility. The bombings left around 40 people dead. An explosion outside a church near the capital Abuja killed 35 people and wounded 50. There was also a blast near a church in the city of Jos and a suicide bomb attack on a government convoy. The Boko Haram group was responsible for attacks in August and on Christmas Eve last year. And Samsung will pay almost $1 billion to buy out Sony's entire stake in the two companies' joint LCD screen venture. Sony's been restructuring its TV business, which has been losing money for the past 7 years. Samsung, on the other hand, has become the world's largest maker of TVs and flat-screen panels.
Well, Celeste, basketball fans yesterday got the Christmas present they've been waiting for. Some of them have been angry about the lockout. Almost 3 months after the NBA season was supposed to start, the league lockout ended with
five
openings.
Did you watch basketball yesterday?
I did not. I watched a bit of football, which is unusual for me. I did not catch any basketball. I was on the train coming up here.
Oh, I see.
Maurice Haber was at the Knicks game here at Madison Square Garden in New York.
I have to tell you, my heart was beating. I miss basketball so much. Everybody came back, and it's just so exciting, and I think we have a great team this year.
You know, you couldn't tell just from his voice that he's from New York.
Not at all.
Asian.
Could have been a Utah Jazz fan.
Yeah, he could have been from, you know, Tennessee. Asian markets are up. European Wall Street markets are closed for the holiday today. Late last week, the payroll tax they rejected earlier. A lot of you have been weighing in, and we want to get your opinions on that or anything else as we look back on 2011 today.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.